Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
We're back.
We're back. We're back, and we brought the spring with us. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
The spring with the rain and the cold. Yes, definitely.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to another Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You are with Bridal Body Shop Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and welcome aboard. We're happy that you can join us once again on this somewhat,
dreary week.
The point of the show today is that it's
dreary.
Spring. Well, that it's spring.
It's dreary.
And we don't, as you could tell, Elite is a little bit
dreary,
concerned that it's so. I look at it as moody, and I look at my co-host as
moody. Yeah, one day is nice and moody.
This week, it's been like five days already. This week in New York, it's been, and predicted it has been, drizzly and rain all day from Sunday on, and I think hopefully we get a break for Mother's Day, and the sun could come out as we celebrate mothers in all shapes and sizes and all patterns of life, and, you know, that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday. Welcome aboard. In case you're just joining us, this is a show about, don't let the name fool you, the Bridal Body Shop show is about fitness, particularly getting brides and grooms in shape for the wedding, but this is just, it just doesn't stop there. Fitness it belongs to everyone in every shape, form, job, application. This is you get one body, it's one per customer, and this is the show for you. So if you're thinking, well, I'm going to change the dial because it's a bridal body shop. I've been married 25 years. I'm doing, you know what? The bridal body shop was something that Leet and I developed a few years ago to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. But fitness is fitness, people. Fitness is fitness, and it applies to everybody. So as I'm throwing names around, there might be a few of you who don't know who the Wees involved are. Let me give the proper intros.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Towers is me.
Yes.
Elite Ziegelman is she. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Sit down. Get out of here. We don't need that here. The Bridal Body Shop is who we are. And we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for joining us. And in celebration of spring, which is a time of year, and as somebody so brilliantly posted on a page, the Bridal Body Shop, what we put up today was, this is the time of year where you take the layers off and you realize there's a few more layers showing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time of year where most people want to undo their bad winter diet. And this is specifically a time of year that I think that there are probably more injuries because of that, even more so than the summer, because people are rapidly trying to get in beach body shape. And what they do is they do it the wrong way, and they get hurt. And when they get hurt, they become despondent, and they blame the exercise, and they never do it again, and blah, 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 blah. We both know that song by now.
Well, you know what? They don't even have to sometimes get hurt by exercise or anything like that. We were just discussing this the other day about The Biggest Loser, how they got hurt down the line, you know?
Very.
Because their motivation was all money, okay? It wasn't being healthy or anything like that. And when your motivation is money, it's never going to stick to you.
Well, you know what? There's always got to be that dangling carrot. And unfortunately, it always is some
money
sort
is the
of
best
financial
thing. Right.
Reimbursement.
But they got injured in a way that their whole metabolism got screwed up down the line because they lost all the weight, they gained it back, and in the interim, their metabolism got screwed up.
And you know what's funny? I was reading that, and that was in the New York Times, and that's definitely a credible paper.
It was everywhere, not even the Times.
No, but I'm just saying, I usually, you know,
saw it on the news even.
That's, you know, a lot of other papers aren't fact-based.
Right.
But the Times is. The Times is very accurate.
It's true. It's true.
But what I'm trying to think is, how, I mean, you were talking about everybody. everybody put the weight back mm-hmm. and with some sort of insult along the line. That's just...
That's because they cut the calories drastically, mm-hmm. okay? They exercise too much, okay? Mm-hmm. And what we don't see behind closed doors is I'm sure they got hurt. I mean, I never liked the show. I never liked the show. But I remember them. I mean, they were almost obesely overweight. And they had them climbing up these mountains.
Yeah.
And they were, like, gasping for breath.
Yeah.
Gasping for breath. And I remember one of them, like, fainted.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't do it this way. And, you know, getting back into injuries, it could be injury, you know, within internally or physically.
And, you know, I know they had doctors on the sets and
so
on. But, you know, what really always irritated me about that show is it's just humiliation. It's just public humiliation.
Yeah. But you know what? People do anything for money.
And that's
what they do. They do anything for money.
It's a horrible, horrible way of, I mean, first of all, pitting people. I mean, I'm all for friendly competition. It kind of sweetens the pot. It's kind of a cool thing if you take it the right way. But it's not competition. You're pitting one person against the other. And that never works. It just never works.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you are. So meanwhile, but think about the setup these people had. They had people doing for them,
mm-hmm.
which is a wonderful thing at first, but then left it to their own devices. What do they do when they're home?
Mm-hmm.
Are they able to?
On their own.
But, I mean, you have to commit everything that you did to memory. Are you able to do that apply it to your own life?
But the only thing, like I said, it was all the money.
Yeah.
It was not them.
What was the purse on that? What did they get?
I think it was $100,000.
Wow. That's...
And they wanted to win the money. That's what they wanted to do. And, you know, as they did, they lost all the weight. But you know what happens? They come home and they gain it all. Because it wasn't what they really wanted. It was, let's lose weight. I mean, how many contests do you have? Like, we used to have them in the gym and that worked, you know, years ago. Everybody lost weight.
Yeah.
Everybody lost weight because there was money at the end of the
right.
tunnel. But they all gained it right back.
What was, I mean, I'm not that familiar with the show. What was the time frame that they had to do
this? I don't recall.
It wasn't something ridiculous like 30 days, was it? Because
I don't like the show personally. I didn't like it at all. You know, every once in a while I caught a glimpse of it. But that's getting, you know, physically and mentally abused.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So, you know, there was no right way that was going to work except for the networks picking it up in the ratings. That's really
it.
That's
money.
The only
it's all about the money.
That really profited from that.
Come on, if you look at it, of any point that you see, it's all about the money. Anything.
That's, you know, and again, I can't blame a network for wanting to make money. I can't blame anybody for wanting to make money. But there's got to be some sort of reasonable flexibility of thought within that. You know, you have to think in terms of health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you think about health and well-being, you can get sued. Even if you're not going to think on a moral standpoint, if somebody gets hurt, they're going to sue you left, right, and sideways. And I'm sure you signed something, but I'm sure a great attorney would be able to read through the lines and say, you know something?
Yeah.
We could sue them for X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
You know, that's what the show is about today. And who better, Elite Ziegelman, to talk to us about sports injuries and how to heal them? And the best product that we know of is Topperson.
Yes.
And formulator Lou Paradise is going to be coming on, and he's going to be talking to us about springing into fitness and. Basically everything that we said now, but why Topperson is effective before, during, and after. And, you know, I was thinking about the product during there's so many different things that this product is good for the summer. I mean, as you know, the afterburn cream
mm-hmm.
for, you know, sunburn and so on and so forth. And
mosquito
I'm thinking
bites.
About, and well, that's, Topperson Junior is good for the mosquito bites.
No, yesterday I put some on, I don't have the Junior,
mm-hmm.
but I put some on, I get, you know, scratch and hives
and
stuff like that. And I put it on, it went away.
Yeah.
I tell you, it just stopped itching.
And I was thinking about, okay, the winter injuries. Well, you know, I was thinking the sunburn, windburn, same thing. Same exact thing. So Topperson is good for that in the winter. And, you know, the injuries, the slip and the falls, the people that are skiing, you know, it's an all-season product. And he'll be coming on.
Step on a crack, make break your mother's back.
Well, that. I don't know if they use it in any of their promos. We'll ask him when he comes on.
But you know, that's the way it is.
look, it's good for anything.
Right.
And he's going to come on. And we always love a nice big plate of Luigi, so we're going to be waiting for him to join us and talk about all the spring, you know, the spring injuries that are going to be coming about. And we will see them. You and I collectively will see them, because this is the time people just, like, you know, again, like we said this morning, you start taking out your clothes and looking at them, and, you know, you try them on, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, okay, doesn't look exactly the same. So, and what did we say last year? Don't wear your winter's diet. We had a couple of cute things going on.
Well, you had it. You're the genius behind those.
No, but I mean, we had that on the page and everything. Thank you, by the way, darling. But we had stuff like that, and it's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you and I, you know, don't have to necessarily gain during the winter, although foods change, salads. I mean, things aren't as readily available as the lighter eating of summer and warmer months. You could be, you know, you could be reasonable. You could just,
listen, there's,
you know,
always healthy choices to choose from.
What did we have the other day? We had, instead of a French fry, we had sweet potato fries. You know, and they're baked.
Baked sweet potato fries.
And delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always some.
There's a million things you can choose from. People just don't. A lot of people are naive about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They really don't know what to choose, and they don't really know much of about a diet.
And you know what?
They were misinformed, I have to tell you the truth.
I always say, keep it simple, stupid. You don't have to get that crazy with it. I mean, they just think in terms of, okay, fried, probably not good.
Right.
What about baked? Stuff like that. I mean, and I have to say something. It tastes better. I love eating healthy. Healthy food tastes better because, you know what? You're tasting the food. You're not tasting.
I hate fried foods, I have to tell you the truth.
Well, you know something, there's something nice. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, Chicken Delight was, I mean, an honest to God treat. My mother never
Kentucky
got
fried
stuff
chicken, no?
like that. No, Chicken Delight was different.
Yeah?
It wasn't as salty. I mean, I'm going by my memory. Chicken Delight had a sweeter batter. Do you remember it that way?
You know what? I don't remember having Chicken Delight. I remember Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there was, like, so many rip-offs of Chicken Delight when I did have it on the islands.
Of course.
So.
Remember the tag? It was, don't cook tonight, call
Chicken
Delight. That was everybody knew that. Everybody knew the rhythm of that. But I remember, always remember the big white bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And the batter tasted a little sweet. Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm not giving anybody plugs or knocks, I should say. But it always had a very salty, salty texture to it. And that, you know, that gets
fried foods
but
do.
More so. There were a few products, like a few years ago, maybe 20 years ago, Kenny Rogers, that it was wood, what did they call it? Wood cooked?
Oh, wasn't it
Kenny
smoke
Rogers,
cooked?
Smoke cooked? I don't know. But it was just, obviously it was just the chicken, and there was no batter on it. You know, I always say this. When you're left to having somebody else cook for you, you don't get the right to choose what you want in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to get, the proportions, how much sodium, how much this. If you're worried about that, cook your own food. And just when you go out.
And don't go out.
Don't worry about it because, you know, having it every single day. But, I remember that. That was pretty good. But again, fast food is just that. And, you know, it does land on you unless you have the metabolism of Michael Phelps and you could consume 10,000 dirty calories a day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't land on you.
Very few people could do that.
And he's what? How old is he, about 30?
Yeah, he's young, too.
Young guy.
Yeah.
And being male, you know, there is a difference.
They have a quicker metabolism and less body fat.
Yeah, and that's it. So just be responsible. It's not the worst thing in the world to have to eat healthy.
No, I love it.
And
that's why they charge you double for it. And, you know, again, a lot of people can't afford the healthy food.
And that's the truth.
That's the sad part, you know, because they know that if you want healthy food, you'll have to pay for it.
But you know something? The simple rule of thumb is, and I remember as a kid, we certainly didn't go to restaurants much. I don't think we went. I went to restaurants till.
Yeah, once a week we went.
No, not us. I mean, my mother cooked all our meals, and nothing was fried. Everything was baked, and that's a cost incentive there. I mean, think about how much money you spend when you go to a restaurant, and how much money if you buy a turkey or buy some good fish.
I was figuring that out last night. I was saying, you know, for the amount that I paid last night, I could have had a full turkey,
mm-hmm.
okay, 10 different side dishes,
yes.
salad and all
that's
that
exactly
stuff.
Right.
Forget it.
That's exactly right. So think about, you know, and we're thinking about, okay, where did this disparity in weight and obese children and this, what was the ratio? I looked at it the other day, and there's 3 in every 10 households house an obese child. Okay, that's a good amount.
Yeah.
Where did this happen? Okay, the argument is always now our climate runs on a 2-income house. So okay, I understand that, but the sad thing is unless you have to work 7 days a week, and most people don't, on one day cook for the week so that you could give your family a little bit more of a healthy environment to live. I mean, a turkey, you have salads, you have sandwiches, you make wraps.
Yeah, you know, it's easier said than done for a lot of people.
And you know what?
If you're really serious about it, people do that.
But
you know,
I think once, again, the dangling carrot is always finances.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you added up how much money you would save every month, I bet you that would come up to another rent.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know? I mean, most people don't eat out every week, but I'm just saying, even fast foods, it's going to be cheaper to eat at home. And the fact that you can
control it. It's much cheaper. It's healthier, too, I have to say, because you really don't know what people are cooked, you know, what they're cooking, even if you order healthy. You don't know what they're cooking it with.
And you know something? That commercial, I always think about people that have allergies, like a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of have to live in fear of how foods are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would never even take a chance in going to a restaurant, because even if you tell the waiter, please make sure of, I can't have this, I can't have that, I can't have that. With 30 people, 30 other people that he or she is serving, you go back to the chef and say, okay, table, blah, blah. How can you ascertain that message?
I think a lot of people don't go out to eat for that reason.
Remember that commercial that I was telling you about when this young lady, probably about 18,
is
having a reaction at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it from all her friends'
right.
point of view. It's like someone
until she sees herself in the mirror at the
and
end.
And she passes out. And that's amazing. And you just watch this poor young woman who the poor lady that put the peanuts in the brownies, and she not even knowing,
she
said, oh my God, and then there you go.
Well, if you're cooking for 50 and there's one person that's allergic to peanuts, you really don't think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, you have to be so careful. You have to be careful in general.
Of course.
You know, it just, I prefer to manage my own plate, manage my own foods, and you know, this way. You know, think about this. This is, I think, the easiest equation. If you eat sensibly, you probably won't have to worry about this time of year.
Yeah.
And June and August. You probably won't.
Well, you know, if people were like me and you, they wouldn't have to worry about it, you know?
And, you know, you and I were discussing this the other day. I think that most people, now this is just my opinion, I think that most people will embark on an exercise excursion, you know, just the commitment to fitness, just so that they could eat. I honestly feel people think that, and don't get me wrong, if you do work out, yeah, it will make a difference, but don't think that you could just throw all caution to the wind, eat anything you want just because, well, now I'm doing half an hour of cardio. I could, no, well, no.
Yeah, well, there's a saying. It says don't abuse your body. Don't overeat or abuse your body thinking that you're going to go to the gym and, you know, and hurt yourself, like we talked about, get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and do, like, massive amounts of cardio to burn it. Why do that to yourself?
Well, we always say you
don't eat to abuse.
You can't out-train a bad diet.
No.
Some people can, but you know, when you think about this, why would you want to? Why would you want to? I mean, when you're paying that amount, I'm just talking about going to a gym. You're paying that amount, okay, even if the cheapest one. And you're investing time.
Mm-hmm.
why would you want to undo all that by putting some, I'm going to put the phrase this the right way, putting some garbage in your system every day. Once a week, that's fun. Go have your Yankee Doodle. Lita, I'm
moderation.
Telling you, go have your Yankee Doodle once a week.
Moderation. It's all moderation.
That's it. And you know what? Don't you appreciate it more?
Of course you do. It tastes better.
Yeah, I think
so. It tastes better.
I think so. So that's all we're saying.
Right.
So and when you're choosing the type of sport that you're going to be doing, everybody who's listening now and they're thinking about, okay, this is what I want to do. This is a gym I want to go to. This is blah, blah. Really, really think not just about today. Think about the long term. Is it going to be a gym that you could get to in inclement weather? Is
right.
it going to be a gym that you can get to, I mean, from your job? Is it going to be a place that you want to go, you know, when you're not working? If you pick a gym that's close
well,
to your
going
work,
to be, right, it's going to be close, convenient,
be,
and
yeah.
something that you really enjoy going to.
Yeah.
Not intimidation or people that you don't like and, you know, not a big, you know, big, huge gym that you get lost in, because a lot of people get lost in a gym, lot of people.
Well, it's very easy. It's very intimidating. But that's what you really have to start thinking about. What's the logical choice for you? And that's, you know, again, whether you're investing, I mean, there are some gyms, and what was that? I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to, you know,
plug
push. Yeah. Was $10 20 what $10 down?
It was
$5
down,
$10
a month.
Those deals are hard to give, you know,
right.
to walk past. But the thing is, whether it's $5 or $5
also,
a month,
if there's, I mean, a lot of, you know, like in the metropolitan area, I'm sure there's a lot of them because that's where they make the most money in the killing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they don't have them like in Colorado, like in those little small towns and stuff like that. You know, it has to be like in a big, huge city.
Yeah.
That they would make a lot of money because a lot of people, you know, join those.
Yeah.
We have here, I mean, Staten Island's a small town. We have three here on Staten Island, which
really?
Is a lot for
yeah.
little Staten
yeah.
Island, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have them in Brooklyn?
I'm trying to think. You know, as you were saying that, I have never seen.
Not one? There's got to be.
There's got to be, but you know what? I might be wrong, but I think Sheepshead Bay, there's none by me. There's none
right.
by me. I've never seen any in any other part of Brooklyn. The New York sports, they're more like Brooklyn Heights. That's the ones that are you know.
Yeah, those
much,
I've seen a lot of,
over
yeah.
there. But I tell you the truth, the one that we're speaking of, and we're not plugging it, it started upstate.
Really?
Well, yes, when I lived upstate, it was like just the one that opened up, and it was this really, really good deal. And then all of a sudden, they kind of mushroom. It's like one, and then there's another,
oh,
and there's another. And it's really good. And it was a really good price. And I remember my godson at the time said to me, Aunt Lori, can you go in, you know, and just check out the gym, because he
mm-hmm.
wanted to join it. And I tell you the truth, I couldn't find a damn thing wrong with it. The equipment was well maintained, decent, you know, free weight room.
Right.
Decent cardio equipment. There was somebody who was always, you know, certified and walking the floor. There was no one-on-one instructor, but at least there was somebody there that if somebody did something wrong, they were CPR certified and they could correct form. And the amount that you put down for that, it was good. So I tell you, I liked it when I first made my walkthrough.
I counted 10 in Brooklyn.
10?
10.
Where?
Okay. Bensonhurst.
Bensonhurst?
Yeah, Fulton Street.
Okay, but where in Bensonhurst?
Let's see. Brooklyn, Bensonhurst. Let's see.
Unless it's where the old Jack LaLanne was.
Could be. Could be 86th Street.
That's the only place I could think of. Yeah, that's the only place I could think of. It's got to be that.
Yep, 86th Street.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I wonder if it just opened up.
Well, you know, the same thing happened here. They took over Bally's. Bally's
okay.
went out of business, remember?
Well, it made perfect sense. Well, that Jack
yeah.
LaLanne's was on 86th
mm-hmm.
Street
right.
for many, many, many years.
Fulton Street, Bed-Stuy, Flatbush, Church Avenue, Duffield, never even heard.
Yeah.
Canarsie, Bushwick.
Canarsie, yeah. Fulton Street and Brooklyn, okay.
Flatbush Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, one of them.
Just goes to show you.
Yeah.
you got to make a killing having a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you wouldn't make money.
Well, you know, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's really not a bad deal. And the thing that they do that I like, and you and I, we don't agree on this. They have the bagel night and the pizza night on Monday.
You know why they do that?
Why?
I found out.
Go ahead.
Because one of my clients goes there.
Okay.
The reason they do that is they say that if you work out mm-hmm. once a week, just like we always
mm-hmm.
say, it's okay to
mm-hmm.
eat
right.
in moderation.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself.
That's what I
That's why
said.
They only do it once a week.
But that's what I was telling
right.
you.
And that's
like,
why
no,
they
no,
do
no,
it.
No. But
you
yeah.
told me
yes.
or she told me?
I told you. And you were like, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
But think
I really
about
don't
this.
Like
now,
it.
Think about this. What they're doing is they're bridging, whether they know it or not, and I'm not saying they do, they're bridging the gap between what you consider your normal lifestyle and what you now consider something that's foreign to you. And now I got to give up everything because I'm worried, you know, I'm doing this. No, you
right.
could have the both worlds. You could still live your life. And
well, just because you start a diet or working out or even want to start healthy eating doesn't mean your life is over.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you're trying to make yourself better.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm wondering where our lucky Luigi is.
You know, as we wait, you want
to I'm going to shout out to Luigi if he's listening, because I know he's listening to the show. Luigi, we're looking for you. 347-857-1867. That's us.
Yeah.
If he forgot, my heart is going to break in 20 different places. But maybe, just maybe, he forgot the number. He's been on the show many times.
Yeah. You know, as we wait for him, do you want to start doing the spring into action?
Go ahead.
List?
Go ahead.
Well, the first one was don't weigh yourself every day. We always tell people
don't
that.
Don't weigh yourself
you know?
Ever. That's my choice. My choice.
No.
that's just me.
I mean, I haven't weighed myself in a long time because I really don't care. But I'm just saying in general, I mean, if you go to Weight Watchers, how do you know if you did well or not? You know what
See,
I'm saying?
See, I always had a problem with the fact that they did that. To be honest
well,
with you, I think, again,
that's what you're paying for.
I understand, but...
to weigh you.
I know, but it's almost like public humiliation. I don't know.
No, the scale is behind the counter,
I know,
and you don't even
just,
know. They tell you.
I know it's create accountability. I understand that, but I don't know.
Good. Right.
So, okay,
don't weigh yourself.
We agree with
this will allow you to focus on the positive things you need to achieve, your goals, and not let your scale dedicate your emotions
I like
and
it.
How it goes.
Yeah.
Actually, it could ruin your day, you know. You did
so
well. You know, a lot of anorexics, they go on a scale every minute of every day, every minute when they wake up.
Yeah.
But that dedicates their day, you know, to how much they can eat.
And I remember my mother used to tell me, my mother didn't weigh herself much, but she was conscious of it. You weigh yourself in the morning. Never weigh yourself in the evening. And weigh yourself the same time if you have to. But you know what? Don't go by numbers. Go by, get yourself, invest in a full-length mirror and look at yourself. Your body is not going to lie. If you like the way your body
neither is your
then
clothes.
Then don't go by the numbers. If you look, if somebody could look like a size 2 and be a 156 pounds, you really think that they would mind?
No.
So get rid of the numbers.
Right.
Get rid of the numbers and go by how you look. Go ahead. Go for the next one.
Set your expectation correctly at the start if your weight loss is your goal.
Mm. Yeah. Realistic.
Makes a lot of sense, yes.
Realistic. That's what we always say that.
Always.
Go ahead, honey. We're like the sisters. You know, I think people sometimes think, because sometimes we don't agree. We're in the same
right.
page. We're like
we don't agree.
We're like Siskel and Ebert.
But we always agree with fitness.
Oh, yeah. But there's
sometimes
there's certain things that you say, well, and that's fine.
The problem with people is, and it's so funny, because I was telling you about how my friend, you know, has cancer, and she said that, you know, they meet at the support group and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was telling, you know, how the things she's learned, and they told everyone that if you could change one or two of your bad habits, that's a stride forward, okay? And that, you know, just picking one bad habit that you have and changing it to the better, that's making everything better.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
those little tiny changes in your life.
Yeah, because you know what, when you overload your circuits, when you create this unrealistic goal,
right.
it's never going to work.
It's never going to
work. You overwhelm yourself, and then what do? A lot of people will say, you know what, I'm going to push myself right into that, but the majority of the people will retreat and not do.
Right.
And that's where...
And also, you know, they were talking about don't wear underwire bras, and don't wear deodorant, don't do this.
That's extreme. That's
and I'm going to bring that back to fitness because there's so many things in fitness that people are so misinformed. Every day that the news and the media tells you this, don't have this, have this. You know, all of a sudden coffee's bad for you and tomorrow coffee's excellent, have three cups a day. Well, who do you believe? Who do you believe? And what do? You do according to what's good for you. That's it.
Well,
just like you're not allergic to peanuts, a lot of people are allergic to peanuts. Everybody is different.
Yes.
Everybody consumes things different. Everybody, you know, metabolizes things different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And one size does not fit all.
No, it never does. It never does.
You know, what works for me, it goes by genetic input, too. Lifestyle. Gender. This is what it goes by.
Right.
People, you know, and I tend to think a lot of people are misinformed conveniently. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, well, you know, I got
confused. They don't look into it.
You know,
they don't really care.
That people can't, you know, but a lot of times people will play dumb and, oh, this person said, you know what, just
Do the research. If you really care about something, you really look into it.
That's exactly right.
You know? If you're really interested in looking for a college for your daughter or son, you're going to look into it.
Hell yeah.
You're going to say, you know, besides them saying, I want to go here, 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 you're going to say, okay, let me look into it and see how good it is.
Yeah.
What does it give? What does it teach?
Yes. Okay,
do research.
Next one. We like that one.
Agree to commit to your goals 80% of the time.
Reasonable, that's it.
Very, of course it is.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Like we always say, you're going to have that day that, you know, I really don't want to do it. And that could be legit as long as it doesn't become habitual.
Right.
How many times you say, oh, I just can't do it, but you do it every day. That one time that you don't do it, that's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up. You don't have to say, I was bad. Look, you're a human being. Something happened, something upset you, you're not going to get out and work out.
All right.
So get it the next time.
Right.
Get it the next time. So.
It's when you stop and never go back is a problem.
That's the thing. When that becomes a pattern. Okay, next one.
Okay. Don't overtrain.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't,
we have different looks at overtraining.
Right, cause I don't even think people don't even know what it is.
To put two push-ups, and that's overtraining.
I don't think they even know what it is, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think people could really overtrain because I don't think you should work out every day anyway.
No.
You know?
You
so
need recovery time.
If you, right, exactly. So I don't believe in that, you know? I think you could overtrain if you work out every day and you just get burnt out. That, to me, is overtraining.
Yeah, of course. And there is a time, and I know a lot of competitive bodybuilders that just go on these unrealistic, you know, sodium depletion just right before the contest. And the best thing that they could do for themselves is just stay away for a week. Stay away from just and reward yourself. Just relax. I'm not even saying you have to do it just so you could just go on an eating binge of all the stuff that you couldn't have pre-contest. But just now think about it. Just relax. Just let your body recover and stay away. It's healthy mentally to stay away from working out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I think they do, though. I really
do. You have to.
I don't think they go back so quickly. They need that that freedom of, I don't feel like working out. I have nothing. I did my contest.
You got to do it without guilt.
Fitness in the kitchen. We just really basically talked about that before. How that you should respect your body by fueling it with whole foods and remember self-control and portion size, you know. But everybody should cook their meal at home, you know. If they can't do it every day, do it once a week and cook for the week. Like I said, it's easier said than done. Everybody's busy these days. You can't cook a whole week meal, you know. You know, have something quick. If you do, freeze it, put it in and say, okay, I got tomorrow's meal or I got next week's meal, you know. Little changes in your life.
I'm trying to think of something. We spoke about something last year. What was it? There was this new thing, and we both were like, oh, I can't, but it was like like 5-8 forks or something. It was like something
it was those containers,
diet.
No?
No, but it was something with fork or spoon or something. And they were saying if you only had 2 spoons of
Dr. Oz?
No. This was last year.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, man, I can't think
what
of
was
it anymore.
Like, almost like a deal-a-meal thing? Like,
it was
with the deal with the
food 28 times or whatever it was. It was something, I can't think of it now, obviously.
No.
But that was another thing.
Right.
But that, you know, that's also a chew your food, enjoy your food. That's
I think they said 21 chews before you swallow or something. Is that
something
true?
Something like that. My mother always said, just you know, just chew it.
Well, you can't chew 21 ice creams.
Well, not ice cream. Or applesauce. Oh, banana. No, you can't. So, and we're still waiting for Luigi Paradise. Where are you? 347
I think something came up.
1-867. Now Topperson doesn't get a plug today. What do you think of that?
Oh, they're punished. All right, let's go to number six. Ditch calorie counting.
Yeah.
But
you know something? Some people, look, again, people like, sometimes people feel like they're in control of it if they count it, and, you know, God bless you, okay, whatever gets you through the night, but it's really not necessary. I think it kind of trips you up a lot more than it helps
you. I think if you're really, really, like, you know, obese and you're on, like, a medical diet, you know, stuff like that, that's a different thing. Because if a doctor puts you on a diet, it's totally restricted. It's you know, 1,000 to 1,200 calories.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I think so. Go ahead.
The next one is, you know, our second thing that we do every day is weight training. We always do that. It's very, very important, especially us and women. As we get older, we lose a lot of bone mass, and this just keeps it in place.
That's exactly. See, people don't realize, and women in particular, progressive resistance creates osteoblast activity. Now, osteoblasts are little bone cells. And what happens is we create a flurry of activity in them when we're working out.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do? It creates bone density. So if you think that you're 50 years old and it's too late for you, hell no, hell no. I've known of women
that have had
severe osteoporosis, gone on a decent weight training regimen, and they go back the next year and there is a visible difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's be serious. You trip your trip and break your bones when you're in your 70s and 80s. It's a consideration. It really, you don't have to be that fragile.
No.
And you pick up a weight. It doesn't have to be a big weight.
Us, I mean, we're in our 50s now, seeing us in our 70s, we'll probably just have a little more wrinkles.
Yeah.
But we'll be the same, you know, in the same exact way.
And, you know, you and I.
And that's the best thing, because you see 70-year-olds, they can't even walk anymore. They really can't walk.
The beauty about us is, we've known each other before and after menopause.
Yes. And
we haven't changed.
Well, you could say
that.
Not saying I changed, but I feel the change.
Right, but it's not this monumental amount. It's not this, you know, humongous difference.
Right.
That. Do we have Luigi on deck? Do we have him?
Slug.
There
called
he is.
Luigi the
Luigi.
Slug.
Hello.
The unlucky Luigi.
You heard
Hello.
That you weren't getting a plug, right?
Oh, goodness.
That's it. That's
oh,
that's
my
when
God.
You popped up.
Yeah, you know, it's... Oh, my God. We had a crazy day. Schedule got all screwed around or slipped around, and I so apologize.
That's okay.
I was supposed to be here like 25 minutes ago. This is not like me, of course, but... Oh, man, I mean, I'm saying, like, oh, my God, I got to get to this call right away. So how are you two beautiful, amazing, lovely, smart, charming, witty people?
We were going to take out the wine and start drinking because we were
We don't know what to do.
Oh, no, I don't think that's ever the case because you two, it's wonderful cosmic energy and wonderful, real, genuine love and caring generosity of spirit always out there doing something beautiful for people. So... getting lost for words or being not knowing what to do, I don't think that's that would be quite accurate.
We still love you, even though
you're thank you. Even though I aggravated you right from the beginning of the day.
We got to get to the action because we don't have much time left on air.
Now,
I see this. Oh, my goodness.
We've already given the before, you know, how Topperson is so broadly featured in every type of activity that people can be going towards in the spring, before, during, and after. So
absolutely.
So you just give us an overview of Topperson. Topperson now, Topperson spring, Topperson summer.
Gotcha. You know, one of the most important things is that analgesic products, which are the hot, smelly, or cold, smelly, greasy, approach to relieving pain, not only do they count, they're counterproductive because they actually shut the healing
yeah.
process down if they work. Most people know they don't. So unfortunately, in our country, as a result, people are taking metric tons of Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, or worse, graduating up the scale, still not finding relief or finding the benefit of being able to support the active lifestyle, getting into the opiate side of things. So this evolution of our product and Topperson products from the spring, summer, fall, winter, any time at all, really revolved around the fact that people deserve to have a healthy, happy, tremendously active lifestyle, not being bogged down by pain, getting all the options they need so they can actually get to the healing process, because pain and healing go together.
Yeah.
And what happens in Topperson is this is a moisturizing, comprehensive biomedicine product, meaning that these are all natural medicines. There was 11 in our initial formula, so it's seriously above all the rest of these other products with one or two, or smelly, or menthol, no camphor, no menthol, none of that kind of stuff. Treats the skin, so keep the skin functional, because the skin's very involved in the immune system, in temperature control, everything happening on it, in it, and under it. So for joint-related, nerve-related pain, or for keeping your body healthy so you don't have any of those things, this is the product, that's the only product that we know of, not just because it's ours, that actually stimulates the lymphatic system, gets that excess fluid pressure off the capillaries, gets the oxygen back into the cell. So there's not a solitary soul on the planet who wouldn't benefit major, especially people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and women's issues especially, so grossly and sinfully underscored and underserved, is where our best, most of my work has been for goodness gracious for decades now. So Topperson represents this evolution of the 21st, maybe going into the 22nd century, of how to look at pain, how to look at health and healing, how to look at healthy lifestyle, because all of that belongs to everybody who breathes on this planet.
Yep.
So people can do the stuff they love doing, feeling fabulous about who they are, what they are, getting to their natural weight, getting to the health and vibrance of doing physical things you love with the people you love as your birthright, because everybody's born to do that.
Yep.
And our products have been a champion of that for a very, very long time.
You know what people don't realize, and Elite and I found this out a couple of years ago. Her daughter certainly uses the Afterburn cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
She swore by it. She never swears by anything.
No. And you know what's even better? That Elite tried on mosquito bites, when was it, like 3 years ago? The Topperson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
is
yes.
wonderful on mosquito bites.
Remember the flea
Absolutely.
Bites?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The flea
yes.
bites. They weren't mosquito
yeah.
bites. The flea bites.
Yeah.
You could put that in your
Those.
Head, too.
Oh, Lord.
She was,
yeah, yeah.
Lou, she was scratching
have...
like a hound. And I gave
oh,
her a tube
God.
Of
It was,
and, you know,
it
one
was
of the
wonderful.
Things about and having young people aboard, you know, young people who want to choose very selectively. They don't want to, you know, anything that's hot, smelly, greasy, cold, whatever.
Right.
They don't want to take, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, or worse. And I think that the cool part of it is that the Afterburn product has really been well-received. And, I mean, we have every chef in the world who's now coming about saying, oh, my God, this is like the best natural product possible, because it doesn't just treat where the burn is, it treats the underlying skin cells that actually are the damage that actually caused the issue to have problematic things with blistering. So the product, so you will not blister, you will not get that scarring. And one of the things you'll be interested in with Afterburn is that we do a lot of our work in oncology, you know, as you well know. And it's very personalized, because we have a lot of women who we know who have suffered breast cancer, who had gone through mastectomy, and the product design was really engineered to reverse the damage of radiation, both from the sun and from radiation treatment. So we've got a lot of surgeons now who do the reconstructive surgery for mastectomy, and, of course, a lot of women, unfortunately, they get the mastectomy and then they got to go for the radiation treatment
right.
Afterburn. Has been a godsend, and it humbles me. This one really humbles me because, you know, thinking about a woman's gone through cancer, then she's gone through surgery. There's a whole litany of psychological things with disfigurement and everything, and God
yeah.
bless people who have, right? And for us to be at least a part of being able to bring comfort and joy and make sure you know that all that stuff that happened, you're going to kick to the curb, we could at least be part of that healing process. And And so Afterburn is fabulous for everybody who's going to be outside. It's not a sunscreen, but it treats the damage in the cells caused by radiation, whether it be from the sun or otherwise, and prevents DNA disruptors, which actually prevents the formation of mutant cells, which is really where cancer starts, and especially in the skin. So.
And, you know, I'm so happy you brought that up because, unfortunately, one of Elite's good friends now, one of my friends, my friend-in-law, is actually going to be having a mastectomy, and she's going through breast cancer.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking that's definitely something I'm going to turn her on to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of enzyme action in the product to prevent that scarring, so it reduces the scarring for the surgical scar. It just astounding, even for me, and I've been doing this a very long time, to see, because that is so important in a reconstruction, and especially really helping with lymphedema, you know, the other stuff that happens to people when cancer treatments and chemo treatments and what have you. So I'm sorry to hear that your friend had to go through that, but at least we can help her in a couple of different ways, and I'm happy about that.
And, you know, it's funny because I know you've mentioned it on the show before, and as you just said it again, it just went off in my head, of course, and I didn't even think of it. Now, this is definitely something that will get to her, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of folks with all sorts of different maladies. When you think of some of the things that happen, and unless it happens to most of us individually, it's hard to imagine what people really go through. And the idea that we should be living a healthy, active lifestyle, and the fact that so many people become such an inspiration to the rest of us because they've gone through this battle. You know, the only difference between a combat veteran like me and somebody who's gone through the wars, like somebody with cancer, is nobody went up and said, hey, here's a medal for this thing, really, because they're as much of a hero as anybody.
Nicely put. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know.
But, you know,
go ahead, Lou. No, I was just saying, I think that one of the beautiful things about all the work that you were both doing is just touches the heart and spirit, that your products are the product in essence of you do what you believe, you show people really from your soul and from your heart and from wonderful professionalism how to really get it done. That the stuff that's involved in you trying to get your body back in shape or whatever is not defining you. That whatever's happened to you in your dilemma in life does not define who you are. How you handle it as a warrior really does, and you both are just beautiful champions of that. I can't even thank you enough for being the kind of people you are, seriously.
Well, thank you. And we thank you too, Lou, for putting
so
a wonderful product in everybody's gym bag. And, and I know that just about everybody I come in contact with now
mine's on my bedside table.
Yeah, has a tube of Toppersen to put in their gym bag, in their dance bag, wherever they go. They carry it with them.
Absolutely. You know, and our just so you know, and you will be getting this off, both of you will be getting it off before anyone else does, that our sports cream will be coming out towards the end of the May, early June.
Oh, wow, it is nice.
A powerhouse product with 17 active medicines that's going to revolutionize sports-related injury rehab, right up your alley with what we
love
know
it.
For sure. Yeah, so that's going to be another one. And did I say I owe you big time? I owe you big time? I owe you big time? For being such a late mutt?
No, but you could always say that.
You could always.
Well, I do.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But, I mean, look, let's be serious. We talk about your product all the time.
Right.
But I just love when people get to hear you. You know, because nobody speaks about it with more passion, more eloquently than you do.
Well, thank you, my darling. And, you know, it's like all things. You know, we are all meant to be here for serving something that is beyond ourselves, bigger than ourselves, and we can cooperate with our community of people like our beautiful friends, Elite and Lori, and thank you for this. So that we can bring about sincere things so people know that we really care about them and there's nothing to lose, even taking up a moment of what we suggest that they should try and do. And, you know, so I'm honored and privileged beyond and blessed, especially today, having this moment in time with both of you because I know how much you care deeply about what you're doing and why you do it and who you are, for that matter.
And honestly, you have to really recognize how much of a pro Lou is. He just, like, literally jumped in and was ready. No, seriously, I mean, that's not easy to do. It's just like, you know, and then pump went right into it. So God bless you for still coming on with the short amount of time and getting that information out so effortlessly.
Well, thank you all, but, you know, especially because, see, you don't notice or not, but you both bring the best out of me when I go on the radio, because normally I was too shy for my own good. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I don't see that.
Anyway.
I've never seen it, but for the listening audience, there's a no. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you already answered my question. I was going to ask you what's new for the summer, but the sports cream coming out, and let us know.
Be great.
And the minute it comes out, just get us the pics and everything, and we're going to be shouting it out.
Absolutely, and we'll be able to reconvene. I need to catch up with you in any event, my dear, and there's a whole bunch of things going on that I think this will be really interesting, especially for what's happening with, you know, with a lot of our we have a lot of dancers who love what we're doing. We're, you know, far more work going on with the Rockettes now, and they're such delightful people. And
they are.
And
they're
Lord,
really nice.
As you well know, so much athleticism to be able to do what they do. So, anyway.
But we will. We will. We'll definitely talk. And let's maybe see if we can get you on the week, maybe after that, just to get, like, a little bit more time in. Maybe the week after next, we'll talk about that.
Yes, and, you know, and what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to have the radio, the number, and all of the telephone surgically implanted in my head. No, so no matter where I am, the button gets pushed and lose on a quarter after one instead of being, you know, like my grandmother called, what are you, a mutt? What are you doing, you little mutt?
It's speed dial.
Especially if I didn't show up for a couple of weeks.
Speed dial. But anyway,
there you go.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you for jumping in
so much, Lou.
And just being a good sport about it.
Thank you very much for being both of you. And, you know, it's like all the things that we say. It's a blessing when, you know, people with real heart and spirit get together. It just makes the world truly a better place. It's a lot less energy to be kind and considerate and doing the right thing than it is the other way around. And we need more of that anyway. So
amen,
thanks so much.
Friend. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you again,
and I'll
Lou.
Talk to you soon.
You too. Have a fabulous balance of your day. All the good things to you and your families. And lots of love, peace, and joy as well.
You too.
Thank
Ella.
You.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Bye now.
Lou Paradise. I tell you, nobody doesn't like him. He just, and you could just see, went right
hello,
into it.
Right.
He was fine. He was fine. Lucky Luigi. We didn't have the portion of Luigi we wanted today.
No.
But we got him, and we'll get him back on in another week. But sports, let's do a sponsor
shout-out.
That's
a wonderful thing, yeah.
Okay. Topperson, as you know, we forgive them. We love them. We forgive them. We love them. They love us. Bruisers love them more. And very, very, very easy to see why. If you get Topperson, put it on a bruise.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on a strain. Put it on a sprain. You will see a difference inside 24 hours, a visible difference. Doesn't have any smell. Doesn't stain. Topperson, www.topperson.com. Go to their website. But if you are enjoying the nice weather, go to any store and you will find it readily available on every shelf you can go to. We used to have a list of 6 stores, remember, Elite?
Yeah.
They're in every store.
Mm-hmm.
Topperson. It's so worth it. Lou Paradise Formulator will be back on with us in a couple of weeks. What magazine do we love while we're putting on Topperson, while we put Topperson on our aches? We are turning Muscle Sport magazine. That's what we're
sport,
doing.
Our favorite
That's what
mag.
We're doing. We like them because it's no filler. It's no meat, no filler. It's
great
all meat,
magazine.
No filler.
All
Wait.
Meat. All meat, no
Let
filler.
Let me back that up. All meat, no filler. That's Muscle Sport magazine.
There you go.
That's who we love. And it's because it brings us back to the days of...
The old days of bodybuilding.
When we just were looking at the pictures, looking at the exercises, not looking at the products that they needed to sell. That's what we love. We love Muscle Sport magazine. www.musclesportmag. Go to there. They have free delivery, I think, this month. So don't
Mother's
quote
Day.
Me on it. Well, mothers are working out. Hey,
no,
let me,
look
let
at
me
a,
wait a second now.
Of course.
Before we wrap up, let me wish you, my darling,
well, thank
a happy
you so
Mother's
much.
Day. A wonderful mother you
thank
are,
you.
As you know. If you don't know, I hope you do know.
Thank you.
Okay. And to all the mothers listening,
happy
and
Mother's
all the people,
Day.
Yeah, who are just substitute mothers, stand-in mothers, or just maternal on a daily basis. Go out and take care of Mother Earth, because that's the first mother, is Mother Earth. So let's all make it a good one. That's our show.
Woohoo!
And I want to thank my co-host.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
For just, like, juggling the plates with me today and making it happen, making it smooth.
Always.
As always. And thank you for every week of listening and tuning into us. go out, make it a good day, be good to yourself, be good to others, and we hope that we made you see fit to make exercise a part of your life.
You go,
take
girl.
Take this home late. Bye-bye.